Good morning to all. It is great to gather together to fellowship, worship, and praise the Lord. I extend a special welcome to any visitors here amongst us, and I also encourage you to review the announcements found on page 13 and elsewhere in the bulletin. There you will find details about our mission of the month, Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. And on page 9, you can find the items that are needed, that they are requesting, and someone from TGRM will be here next week with a van to take those items back to the mission. Today is also Blanket Sunday. Details are listed on page 12. This is our annual offering received for Church World Services, who provide blankets and kits to those impacted by natural disasters. Just mark your offering envelopes for blankets, and you may drop that in the plates with the collection of our regular morning offerings. Last Wednesday's fall kickoff night for pre-K to 12th graders went very, very well, and this Wednesday will be the collaborative fall night of faith for the same age group. Also note that the Gift Gals, they're gathering on Thursday at 5:15 at Jackie Blues in Bryan. And community meals are scheduled to resume on October 7th. Volunteers are always appreciated. Let's now turn our attention to our opening scripture found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Let's pray. O Lord, as we navigate the whirlwind of everyday life, we are so thankful for your Holy Spirit, who strengthens, comforts, and guides us in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, church. I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in song. We'll start with singing "Here I Am to Worship," followed by "Echo Holy."
Written in eternity, every lifted voice apart, joining in the symphony. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you. All with
invite children to come forward for the children's moment. Hopefully you're okay just sitting here on the floor. It was mopped on Friday or whatever day that was. Well, I'm glad you know what that is. All right. Good morning. All right. You're looking good. You're smiling. The Bible. Can you tell me what the Bible is? What is it? The Bible is what tells people about God. It is God's Word. And it's divided into two sections. Do you know what those two sections are? The Old and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we're going to read this morning from the prophet of Isaiah. Isaiah was a man just like any other man, and he had a very special vision that we're going to read from Scripture, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about. Have you heard of Isaiah before? Yeah, some of you have. Well, maybe it's new, and it may not be new for some. Careful back there, Ryan. There you go. Thanks for coming out from underneath the cloud. Isaiah had a vision where he saw the brightness and the glory of God, and he saw some seraphs, which are angels, flying around. And basically, God was looking for someone he could send to share with the people. And he asked, who can I send? And Isaiah, he didn't think he was ready to go because he was a man of unclean lips. Now, you are all young children. You're nice and kind all the time, right? Do any mean words ever come out of your mouth? Do you ever say something that you're sorry for? Now, never. Well, that's good. I ask that because Isaiah was a man of unclean lips. We all kind of say some things at times that as soon as we say it, we wish we could have it back. We didn't mean to lie. We didn't mean to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, Isaiah, in the presence of God, knew that he was a man of unclean lips. So one of the seraphs, they were angels that had six wings, and I'll talk more about that later, but they were flying around, and one of those seraphs, they went to the altar with a set of tongs, and they picked up a burning coal. Now, as Ryan said, this is charcoal. You ever see charcoal used? I mean, you pile it up, you spray some lighter fluid on it, although you don't need that for this kind, and it actually bursts into fire. And as it calms down, then you can cook over it. Today, most people use gas and those kind of things, but charcoal. The angel went to the altar, picked up a burning coal, and touched the lips of Isaiah with the coal. And his sin was forgiven. He was no longer a man of unclean lips. He was a man that said, yes, Lord, send me. Now, this is a live burning coal. I can touch it because it's not really burning right now. But the next time you said something that was mean or you lied, would you like a burning coal to touch your lips? That would be very painful. Well, fortunately, in the New Testament, we learn about Jesus. And when we have said something wrong, when we've done something wrong, we don't need coals. We just need Jesus. And all we have to do is pray to Jesus, saying, Jesus, I didn't mean to say that. Help me apologize to that person. Please forgive me. And just like the coal cleaned the speech of Isaiah, the grace and the love of Jesus will forgive us of our sin. And we can go apologize to the person that we've lied to or hurt, and we'll be okay because of the love and the grace of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the love and grace of Jesus. When there are times when we said something we didn't really want to say, Lord, help us to pray and to be strong and just ask your forgiveness and help us to make it right because we love you and we thank you for Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming up. As we come into our prayer time this morning, a couple of additions to add for prayers or updates. Greg Wettelman is a patient at Toledo Hospital. He is going through some chemo treatment, and once the chemo treatment nears its end, he will have a spinal tap to inject chemo into his spine to attack that cancer there. So please continue to pray for Greg and Deb. Sharon Von Dalen's grandson, Mason, is experiencing some medical issues, and he will see a cardiologist tomorrow. So please be praying for Mason. And Chloe Merrillett, who we've been praying with for months, she is going to have some scans done this week, and they wait for the results of those scans. So please be praying for Chloe as she goes through this week. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord God, gathered together here to worship you, we thank you for gathering us as one. We thank you for the unity that we have in a congregation of fellow believers. Yes, Lord, we're human. We sin, we make mistakes, we say things that we don't mean to say, and yet they're out there. And there are times we've had disagreements with one another within the church or within the community. But Lord, that does not mean we are still not your people, and that your Spirit touches each one of us. And so we pray for the unity of the Spirit that draws us together in the essence of faith, our worship, and our love of you. We thank you for the revelation of your word. Lord, we thank you for the prophet Isaiah. Those first few chapters that talk about the sin of the people, and then there is this vision in chapter 6. And Lord, I just pray that in time, when the sermon comes, you would just speak through me to your people and to me myself, because we are sinful. And it's not just our words, but it can be our actions and our thoughts. And Lord, we're thankful that Jesus Christ, resurrected from the grave, the power and the authority over the universe, we can pray and we can be forgiven. And Lord, we thank you for that spirit of forgiveness, that redemption, where we are restored through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And Lord, I just pray for all that have gathered, all who are listening in or who will listen in. If someone has a heavy heart, if someone's struggling with grief, if someone's dealing with some mental health issues, if someone is sorry because they have told a lie, for those that are hospitalized and dealing with recovery issues, Lord, we pray. We pray for your spirit of grace. We pray for the power of your healing. We pray for the awesome presence of your Holy Spirit to encourage and to comfort and to let each person know that you are a compassionate God. And you want your love to reign in our hearts and your peace to be in our minds. Lord, I pray that your will would be accomplished, your will would be done in this time of worship, in our time of faithfulness to you. Lord, we lift up to you all on our prayer and concern, especially lifting up Greg and Mason and Chloe. Lord, we pray your blessing upon them. And we continue to pray for just the ministry of this congregation as our programs get to sort of start. And we thank you for all the construction that's going on, but we long for that day when the sanctuary is available and the rooms are available. But until then, Lord, just continue to speak and guide as we offer up the prayer of our Lord, uniting us together as one. Hear us as we pray, O God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Hello. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, and they do no swear. On they go to private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams is the open door. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? We are called to take His light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cause for sharing life with one who's lost? Through His love, our hearts can feel all the griefs they bear. I must hear the words of life, only we can share. People need the Lord. The